Hey, welcome to Extra Extra Funny, the segment of this that is just so good. That's why you pay extra to get it. That's the extra extra of it. It's extra funny and you pay extra. Lindsay is here. She's old girl, now new girl, however you want to look at it. And the tech D Rob sent me a picture from some furry get together. I don't know, you call it a convention or what?
I think it is a convention, yes.
Okay, so it's just a little booth that sells badges for the participants. Like you would wear this badge that says please don't touch me.
Oh no.
I got it for them.
Oh, they can see it from there. Okay. And then there's one that says do not boop. So is that like boop, like in your nose?
Yeah, like you would with a dog. They call it booping the snoot.
Okay, so does that mean don't? Okay, because they're in these animal costumes.
Right.
That's what the furries are. They're weirdos that dress up in these animal costumes, and they're adults, and they go out and exist in public in these mascot costume looking things.
Yeah.
So you can't boop the nose of someone dressed as an animal.
No booping. I mean, noted.
If they have it, some of them might be all for it. So if you have this badge, though, do not boop that person.
Then there's one that reads currently fatigued, low energy.
Oh, I need that every day.
Don't mess with me. don't try to get me to play with you because I'm fatigued.
Like play fetch? Like what do we talk play? Like what do these people do?
They do anything and everything. That's the point of it, Lindsay, is that they just say, I'm a wolf in a wolf costume, so I'll do what wolves do, or either I'll just stand here and act like a normal person while being in a wolf costume. Right, Riggins? They don't have to do anything one way or the other, do they?
I'm not totally sure. But, I mean, wow, that is alarming.
This is all the talk in the mom groups furries? About these furries because... So I'm
they scare children.
Yeah. That's and fair. I'm looking at kindergartens for my daughter, and apparently the furries, and you might know, are in the schools now. Like some are going to school dressed as
I've heard
like
that.
These kids. So the moms are like, don't go to that school. They allow furries. And I'm like, what do you even mean?
The kids will wear like ears and tails and then they hiss. Like hissing.
Oh, meaning that the little kids are furries.
Yes.
Not inviting someone in who's a furry that's going to be entertaining the children and all that. You mean like they go along with a kid thinking that it's a cat or a dog or a pig or something, and then the rest of the kids have to pretend like it is as well. Okay,
like a girl came in.
I have seen that.
You've seen that? Okay, yeah. So the girl came in and said, she was in like fifth grade. She said, my dad is now a cat. He wants me to be a kitten. Brought food in a can, like wet food. First of all, you bring in wet food. Do we have to do wet food? But you're bringing a litter box. That teacher allowed them to use the litter box.
No.
Yeah. In the bathroom. Now, granted, this is a public school, obviously. What are we going?
Where was the school, you know?
Near where I live.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So in a southern state. This is going on.
Yes. Yeah. I'm worried sick.
Yeah, I wouldn't. Hey, look, there's no way I would send my kids if they were school age now to a public school.
Thank you. That's
no way.
Okay. I'm glad you're with me on this because now I grew up public. You know, it was a different time. It was the 90s. I mean, what happened then? Nothing. Now we're looking and I'm like, dang, we got to pay. We got to pay.
Yeah, or you can keep your ass at home and teach them. Oh. You ever thought about that?
I don't get even do simple math, TJ.
Get out of the damn roads long enough. You're out there pickleball and, you know.
Could you see me doing that?
Getting you a mommy makeover for the pickleball tournament coming up.
Oh, Lord.
You know, stop making those influencer videos.
I know.
Teach your kids.
I should. I need to start that. Now, today, we're going to learn about content creation.
You got to grow your brand, kids.
Yeah.
Lindsay's the one that taught me about up until.
Up Yeah, it's important, right?
I still take photos. Like whenever somebody, can you take a photo of us?
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
So she could teach that kind of stuff.
There's valuable stuff in my brain.
Sure.
she taught me how to drink, essentially, too.
I'm proud of that.
Yeah, Rob never even drank alcohol until Lindsay kind of forced him to one day, and then now.
The old Lindsay would have been proud of that. Now that I'm a mom, I feel bad.
No, it's okay.
Yeah.
I'm more fun now.
Mm. Well, that's good then.
Yeah, so, yeah, I don't know. Is your husband against everything but public schools?
No. We both grew up public, so it's hard for him to wrap his head around the cost because, as we know, it's not, you know.
It's not cheap.
It's not cheap. But it's something that we're going to have to do. And he knows. I mean, I've seen videos of these kids. Like, I would be terrified if my kids were friends with someone like that. Yeah. Like, you know, it's just, it's not normal.
Yeah,
it's,
because you know that their parents are wackos.
Correct.
That could teach them anything that would be detrimental to your kids being in that environment.
Right. You're not going to dinner at her house. They're eating cat food.
Right.
You know.
Not to mention, I mean, she comes in as a cat. My dad says, I'm a cat. And so I'll just scratch and bite you whenever I decide you come close to my food.
Exactly.
Man, that's great. It's already embarrassing enough to poop at school, let alone now you got to poop in a litter box.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. I'm telling you, it's insane.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I don't know. I don't know what you're going to do with that.
I guess I just won't put them in school.
Hey. Yeah. But at least if you taught them your way, you'd be teaching them a trade.
Right.
That's true.
You know? You teach them a trade.
Should I just bring them in here and show them the ropes?
No, we don't. I'm talking about all your influencer trade things. Like how to up and tilt and all that stuff.
Oh, okay.
Stuff.
Yeah. Okay. So not this job. Mm. Okay. All right. No kids allowed. Got it.
No, because, I mean, can you imagine Riggins being around, you know, two toddlers for more than an afternoon or something?
Oh, no, I'm good with kids.
Yeah, but you not for very long periods of time. You're not around them, are you? Like your nieces and nephews? That's right. You do. You stay with them a few days.
You know, on Saturday, my brother and sister left, and my niece and my nephew were like, we want to stay at Mimi and Pop's house. We're going to have a sleepover.
Oh.
And I was like, you know, I'm like 10 beers in. Let's party.
Let's party.
Yeah, no, I'm cool. I'm good with it. I like spending, but not, no, 2 days.
Not in a work situation. You're trying to do other stuff.
Maybe not.
When the only task at hand is to, you know, finish the beer.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. I am ready for you to have kids, though. I'm ready.
I every once in a while, I'm like, oh, I can't wait.
Yeah.
I can't wait.
And especially find you a woman.
When they're fun to be around, like, you know, my niece was like snuggling up and we're watching football and stuff. I enjoy that, but seeing my kid eat somebody else's booger, I'm going to die.
Yeah.
I'm going to die.
Do your kids watch that Miss Rachel?
No.
Good.
I don't know if that was, I guess it was, it's still a thing, right? Yeah. I don't know. Maybe I should have, because I think your kids get smart. Someone told me they get smarter when they watch that. Maybe. No. Okay.
You don't want your kids exposed to that.
Okay. Well, good. I'm glad I didn't.
Not that or Caillou, right?
I had to watch what they watched and hear it, so.
Sure.
Yeah, I didn't want to do that.
Good. Ask me. I got a list of all. I haven't had little kids in a long time, but I know all of the things that go on.
Okay, good.
That you don't want, you know, for political reasons.
Well, then I need to talk to you. Why you wouldn't
want your kids exposed to it.
Good to know.
Mm-hmm. And most children's programming people are kind of wackos.
I could see that.
You know, I think Mr. Rogers was the only one who wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
But most of them are. You know,
because
just the way they talk.
Right.
You know,
it's crazy.
Seems kind of weird. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just kidding. But there are a lot who don't have the best interests of your kids at heart. They got an agenda to push.
Well, then I need to get that list.
Okay. Well. I'll send it over to you.
Okay.
I'll have people send it on over.
Thank you.
I hope your 2-year-old likes a good conservative political podcast.
And a true crime doc.
Yeah.
You'd be horrified. Yeah.